Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is April 6th, reading Acts 6. Let's get to it. Well, it was great while it lasted, wasn't it? Unity, love, none needy, none greedy, all of one heart and mind, heaven on earth, church the way it's supposed to be. I've often said that the church would be a great place to work if it weren't for the people. That's my secret joke, because the church is the people, of course. And church and conflict go together like pizza and cheese. So, what happened to the peace? The church was growing by leaps and bounds, and miracles were happening. The Holy Spirit had control. Everyone was hitting on all cylinders. Well, here's how Luke introduces it. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. Now, we must understand what Luke means by Hellenistic Jews. Jews, of course, are a particular ethnic and religious group of people. Children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, one of the 12 tribes. Well, two tribes are left by this point in history. They read the Hebrew scriptures, and they speak in Hebrew, or Aramaic, which is like an old version of Yiddish. They are the chosen ones, set apart unto the Lord to be his people. But some of those Jewish people need or choose to function in the secular culture, where the primary language for most people is Greek. So when these Jews go to the marketplace and everyone is speaking Greek, they join in, for expediency's sake, if nothing else. They still participate in synagogue and in the temple, just like every Jew does, but they might dress and talk like a Gentile during the week. And you know how this slippery slope works, don't you? You let a little pragmatism creep in, the next thing you know, you're living in a compromised, idolatrous life, just like the Samaritans or the Galileans. Best to stay away from cultural compromise. I know that's a lot to assume out of someone just because they speak a common trade language. But you can never be too careful, you know. They're like church people who sing the hymns and quote King James English on Sunday morning, but during the week you'll find them listening to secular music, soaking in electronic entertainment, eating and drinking like pagans, and in general compromising with the world. So they are not to be trusted. One aspect of Jewish culture back in that day is that they were very focused on honoring their father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and you will live long on the earth. It was already built into Jewish culture to take care of the widows in the community. So in the early church, it was perfectly natural to care for these honorable saints. But the Jewish believers had suspicions about the Greek-speaking Hellenists. They weren't opposed to them as such, but they did overlook the Hellenistic widows in the food line. So a murmuring arose. Murmur, murmur. That's what the Greek word sounds like. Some gossip, some complaining, some arguing. It was all arising until after a little while the word got to the apostles. There is complaining in our midst. How would you deal with the division in your congregation? Many preachers will deliver a sermon on the topic, trying to persuade certain people through their presentation. But what happens when the most egregious among them happens to not be there that particular Sunday? And what happens when they hear you, but they don't change? What next? Well, happily, the church in Acts 6 was still being led by the Holy Spirit, so the apostles called a meeting. They learned firsthand about the neglect and the grievances among the Hellenists, and they announced their decision. Now remember, up to this point, people gave their gifts and brought the money to the apostles' feet, and they distributed it to anyone as he had need. So the 12 said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables." Now, waiting on tables was not beneath them. They had already been doing so every day. But you can only be in so many places at once. So it was time to give this over to those who were more available. They went on, "Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." I also loved that they required certain qualifications for these people who were simply going to be waiting on tables or doing DoorDash. They needed to be known by those who know them to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. And so 7 men were brought forward who met these qualifications. The apostles prayed and laid their hands on them. In any case, tragedy and church splits were avoided that week. and the church widows were taken off of the list, and the Greek widows were taken care of at last. By the way, I think it is no coincidence that the names of all seven of these men were not Jewish names, but were Greek names. Let the representatives from the neglected groups be the ones who will best attend to their own. Wisdom over splits. Round one goes to Jesus. Amen.